always wondering what I have given. Must have been looking for something. I even put my faith in that religion. But then I grew up, realized you shaped the way I forgave you. I wasn't trying to make sense of it, and I knew it wasn't your fault. In the moment I let you know, I knew this must be some type of magic, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Must be some type of magic, baby. Must be some type of magic. I never knew what was causing me to make such bad decisions. But then I remember the only way I could break this thing was to listen to me. I know it's been a long ass time. I wonder if he knows I miss him.
Lost my mind,
trying to figure out just what he's thinking.
All my life,
it's even harder to understand. But the moment I'm in my dead, I knew this must be some type of magic, baby. Ooh, yes it is. Must be some type of magic, baby. Must be some type of magic. Must be some type of magic, baby. Must be some type of magic. Must be some type of magic, baby.
FM CJSF. My name is Leslie, and I hope you enjoyed that track. Before that, you heard a song by a band that I was just put on, actually by the host of Free Voices, Chief, also known as Huainch. Huainch, also known as Chief, I guess. He's the host of Free Voices, which airs every Thursday from 3 to 4 here on 90.1 FM. It's a really great show if you haven't tuned into it. But also, he put me onto Haku. He was like, have you ever heard of this band? And I was like, no, but I'll listen to them. And then I did, and I liked the song called Kimi wa Hinata, which means, I think it means you are the sunshine. Which is so cute, so lovely, and on brand and on theme for this week's kind of like big love playlist here in Typically Tuesdays. Celebrating my seventh celebrating my seventh year doing community radio. When I first started, I helped Robin out on a program called Intravenous. It airs every Wednesday at 10 to 11, and it's about gender and feminism and women's art and queer art and stuff like that. I remember coming to her with a lot of interest in joining the program, because like at that time it was like big nerd, incredibly sheltered academic type, and I was like, yeah, all this theory and stuff, it's so interesting to me. And she was like, great, come on to the show, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I got there, I was like, I didn't really know how to prepare and stuff, what should I do? I like wrote some notes, and she was like, you know what, part of the essence of community radio is just flying by the seat of your pants. I'm pretty sure she said those exact words. And I've been doing so ever since. Robin is great. And Intravenous still airs, I believe, at the same time, Wednesday from 10 to 11. And fun fact, the tagline, music and talk radio, all things, all genders, I made that. I wrote that that year. So just a fun little thing for you there. That's part of the magic of community radio, right? It's like you not only get to listen to Typically Tuesdays, like a show that like kind of has really low stakes and is just about like gabbing, but you also get shows like Free Voices, which strives to like create positive energy and discuss things like human growth and like human rights in our world. There's also shows like Intravenous that's kind of like a magazine styled show, you know, like on the program it's about art and culture and social issues and stuff about people of marginalized genders, including women and trans folks and non-binary people. I mean, I guess like these days with like streaming and podcast apps and stuff like that, yeah, if you really wanted to, you could like make the effort and like type that into like, you know, the Google AI system and be like, give me a podcast that has good positive themes. Give me a podcast about like women's issues and issues about feminism and culture, about that type of thing. But you tune into community radio and you get that first thing on air, right? We've got everything here. We're like the smorgasbord, and you're out here enjoying it. Just want to say thank you for coming to the restaurant, I guess. Thank you for being a patron. You know, we really can't do community radio without you, because very frankly, like, if it's a two-way relationship, right? You listen, we make things. We will not be radio without that other part of the equation. We're literally yelling into the void without you tuning in. And the fact that you do, you know, that is just always really incredible. You like legit make like an effort to like to listen to the voices of the people in your neighborhood, to, you know, listen to music that like you're not as likely to like hear on mainstream Canadian radio or like through your like music algorithm. Would you have been able to hear this eclectic mix of music today? You know, we've got idol songs, we've got random classic CanCon, we're gonna be we also listened to like some like cool queer club hits. Like, would you have heard all that today in 1 hour? I don't know. And the fact that you're open to that is the best part, because you really like out here, excited to listen to it. And thank you so much for doing that. I want to read to you a whittle poem that I wrote. This, for transparency's sake, I wrote after encountering somebody who we had a conversation about the ocean with, and they had tuned in to an episode of Typically Tuesdays. If that was you, you know who you are, shout out. It's not exactly about the deep ocean, but it is kind of about the deep ocean. Anyways, here's my poem. Here's poem one of two, called Poem One of Two on today's Typically Tuesdays. Snaps, please snap. Please bring me on with your snaps. Tuning into the radio, turn the dial. Take my hand. Talk to me. Let's tell a story about the unexplored deep sea. Lifting rocks, scuttling creatures, dancing coral, schools of fish. We flow, we bob around, going here and there, flutter, float. Wavy, babbling, laughs, shouts, garbled speech, ocean melodies that we can hear only underwater. Because you're the one joining me. Thank you for coming on the journey. All right, I'm going to just casually shudder and cringe completely out of my skin, and I thank you for tuning into that little poem. More to come here on today's episode of Typically Tuesdays, but first, we've got great music for you. If you've been a regular listener of the show, you probably already know that I've been big on this musician lately. Here's Harrison with Around You. Thank you.
As a CJSF listener, you are the outlier, the rebellious one, the changemaker, the hopeful dreamer, the truth seeker. And we delight in you for being those things. On behalf of all of us making the radio you listen to, thank you for making CJSF a part of your life.
You heard the man. Thank you for tuning in to Typically Tuesdays. And generally speaking, CJSF, actually. It's just like really awesome to know that that you're here. You know, there are people like you who like tune into the show and like somehow something will resonate with you. Either something that I say or some kind of music that I play. It's not lost on me, like this great privilege that I have on air, like to be able to just be this like strange little human, little weird little girl on radio is kind of wild, and to be embraced by that or as that is kind of wild as well. I remember a few months ago, I got a comment from somebody who tuned into the episode about GFriend's 10-year anniversary that I made earlier this year. GFriend is, of course, like one of my favorite K-pop idol groups ever. Like, I love their music so much. And that person, their feedback was like, you know, I was like listening to the radio on my drive and I hadn't heard K-pop in a hot minute. And I liked this playlist so much that I continued to listen to the archived episode when I got home, and now I have new songs that I can add on my playlist. And I was like, oh my god, this is the greatest honor in the world. I've managed to convert someone. Can you believe? I cannot believe. I can barely believe. I think that is so amazing. To have people who will tune into the program and be like, actually, that's not bad. Just having that, incredible. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you so much for being a part, an integral part of CJSF. And of course, of Typically Tuesdays. Again, we can't do this without you. We literally are nothing without a listener. So thank you for playing that role. To conclude today's episode of Typically Tuesdays, it is time for me to read poem 2 out of 2 on this episode of the show. On theme with that episode of GFriend where I brought you across the seasons with their music, here we go. Snap, 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 snap. I went on a walk in the forest in spring. When frost became dew, where the robins were chirping, snakes slithered through the grass, taking me by surprise and then delight. They spoke to me in riddles that I might undo as I walked the path to the beach, where summer waved at me on the tides and cormorants aired their wings to dry under the bright morning sun. The wind, my companion, cooling and carrying me across the waters, safely placing me back onto the land when time came for fall. Now I have hiked up the hill to touch the white gold clouds, ribboning around trees and through the warm navy sky. A long hike it was. I wanted to rest. So the moon kept watch and whispered to me lullabies of harvests and feasts, cradling my tired body in her full radiance. I stirred awake in the snow, the type that gets you cold, melting in moments. Junkos twirled in the air and I too danced, lost in the romance of the seasons when I treaded across the valleys and the peaks of the year, with you there, in the riddles and the breezes and the cosmos and the titters of the birds. How good it is to be looked on with appreciation and care. I go on a walk to be surrounded by the gift of you, all around me, on this adventure. And, there we go. That concludes today's episode of Typically Tuesdays. And as I shudder and cringe out of my skin, I ask you to please sit back and enjoy the final song on today's deep gratitude. It's been 7 years episode of the show. This is a track that was recommended to me by Emily from Non-Sweet, ex-Non-Sweet member. Shout out, Emily. Girl, I miss you. I hope you enjoy it, because if you get the chance, you should look up the lyrics of the song. It really conveys what I'm trying to say to you on this episode. This is by Not Equal Me, and it's called Kimi to Boku no Uta, which means your and my song, literally, but it means our song. Ugh, so cheesy. Who am I, Taylor Swift? God. Once again, I have been Leslie here on 90.1 FM, typically Tuesdays. Here's the final track, Kimi to Boku no Uta by Not Equal Me. I hope you enjoy. And I'll talk to you very soon. Thank you.
Let me. You are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.